Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. All right, today I'm going over Legends of Tomorrow, Season 6, Episode 10, titled Bad Blood. Before we get into the episode, let's recap last episode. Last episode, I enjoyed, went on some deep topics, but pretty much, one, it was Bayrod's birthday. He was 25. Happy birthday, Bayrod. And so, two, to sort of try and prevent an alien from doing some mischief. The legends go track the pod first, see where it lands, and get that alien right away before it can get out. But Spooner shoots the pod off course, goes into a TV set. TV set happens to be the set of Bayrod's favorite TV show. And so they're pretty much, the alien is part of the TV show now, and so they have to take the alien, save the show, so Bayrod doesn't sort of change and he's still a legend. Does that all go to plan? Of course not. Classics Legends episode. I love the episode. And yeah. So let's get with this one. 6:10. We start off with Constantine talking to Crowley. You remember the painting, the portrait of sort of Constantine's like mentor, sort of partner from years ago. Once again, Constantine is trying to find the Fountain of Imperium, and Crowley has the map. Crowley says that he left the map with a banker who happens to be a vampire. So the vampire comes to Constantine's house, and he invites her in, of course. But Constantine traps, sort of does this little, like, magic trap thing where they're standing to, like, be like, don't mess with me, you know? And so he gives... So she gives him the map, but she also has potions that Crowley made from, like, magic stuff. And so she gives him a sort of vial of that, too. And then we cut to the Wave Rider. Bayrod and Nate are taking care of Gus, singing Gus a lullaby. Ava and Sarah are actually out. They are looking at wedding venues, so we're preparing for a wedding. Woo woo! I'm so excited, Ava and Lance's wedding. But Gus is up crying because of growing pains. Spooner is translating, of course. And Gary also says that Gus' lifespan is 38 moon cycles. And everybody pretty much goes, whatever that means. Same. Yeah. Based off of what I know about science and astronomy, that means Gus's and aliens that are the same sort of species as Gus don't live for very long. So that'll be exciting. So probably means he'll grow really fast. Spooner is done with everything, done with the Gus, done with the aliens, and she storms out, walks out. She is done. She does not want anything to do with this anymore. And Zari goes... oh my gosh, big thing happened at the end of last episode. Zari 1 is back. Zari 2 went in the totem, so Zari 1 can come out. Zari 1.0, woo-woo. So, but Zari 1.0 says, yeah, she's really got that new girl on the ship vibe, which is so funny because she is referencing herself, pretty much, and how she acted when she first got on the ship. And I thought that was the funniest thing ever, because true. I love the reference. Back... to Constantine, Crowley turns out used the potion to get the map, and he got it from an alien, or he said extraterrestrial, but same diff. That's how we got it, but he cannot translate it. There's some writing text and drawings on there that he does not know what they mean. So Constantine explains that from what Gary had said, that the Fountain of the Imperium is here on Earth, and it has been lost in history. Fun. So sort of a Fountain of Youth D deal, I'm guessing this is. And then we cut to Mick. If we remember from last episode, Mick found out that he is pregnant with Kayla's alien babies. Fun. And he just can't wrap his head around being pregnant. He doesn't want to believe it. Like, he's like, no, that is not possible. And honestly, I would be that way too if I was in his situation. Lita is there. Spooner is there with him. And Lita's like trying to get help. And Spooner mentions that this could end up like the movie Alien. Now, I haven't watched the movie Alien, but I do know what this reference is referring to. So if you have not watched Alien or don't know anything about the movie Alien, pretty much the one part that they're referencing is, hopefully you've seen this because it's kind of a sort of pop culture sort of scene. That's how I know it. It's just from social media gifs, whatnot. Is a person is pregnant with an alien, and so when the alien like comes out, it isn't a birth. The alien kind of like makes its way out through just the stomach portion, so it kind of pops out. The person who was pregnant with the alien dies. So Spooner is basically saying that this could end up like that, and if Mick gives birth, Mick might die. We don't know how this works. But Lita makes Spooner look at Mick's neck anyway, and so the sort of alien babies or whatever are in the base of like Mick's neck, which is a weird place, but I guess that's where it happens because with the tentacles goes in the ear, from what I remember Gary saying, which is so gross. And it did not look appealing, let me tell you. His neck is not looking hot. But Constantine walks back into the Wave Rider, comes in, and pulls Spooner out. He needs Spooner to help him find the fountain. And is explaining, because she has a connection with aliens, that the fountain was given to Earth by aliens, that maybe she can help. And so he shows her the map, and Spooner recognizes a point, Albacete, which Constantine knows is in Spain. Spooner obviously can't really recognize anything else on the map, but Constantine does have an idea. So they go to, I believe, like 1930, 1940 Spain, Albacete, to find a leftist leader. Because at this point in time, Spain was sort of, the military and government was becoming fascist. This is the time of the rise of Hitler and the Nazi Party, so you can kind of see what sort of stuff was going on there. And so they walk into this sort of like tavern, and because of the way Constantine looks as a white man, blonde hair, they think he is a fascist, and they think he's German, so they obviously are being very not nice to him. But Constantine tells them a story about being at war and fighting in Huarma, I believe, and they ended up believing him because I guess they also did that. I don't know what that is referencing whatsoever, so I'm not a big history buff. Sorry, guys. And then back to Mick. Mick is obviously trying to avoid anything about his pregnancy, talking about it, and anything and everything. Nate and Zari rush in to the med bay, I believe, and are informing Lita and Mick and Gary that Gus is now full grown, big monster guy. So, fun. That's not fun. It's quite scary, in fact. And they are struggling real hard. And we go back to Spain with Constantine and Spooner. Constantine is trying to get info out of the guy that they met at the tavern, and tells him that El Gato, which was the leftist leader that Constantine is trying to find, drank from a magical source in the next sort of in this like next village over type of deal, I guess. And so Constantine and Spooner searched the tavern and found a young young guy. And I thought that was El Gato. I was very much wrong because I can't remember anything that was said in the episode, apparently. El Gato is the guy that Constantine was originally talking to. This is his nephew, and that will more... I'll talk about more of that later. But the military, of course, comes in looking for El Gato, saying that he found the fountain. So I'm confused at this point, like, because they're trying to find El Gato, the Spanish military, and so I'm assuming that's the boy. Because he is in hiding and he's the one with the power, so I thought it was him, but based off of the stories that Constantine was talking about and how El Gato survived like 3 assassination attempts, blah, 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 that kind of gets the point. I'll try and figure it out later. But the military is coming into El Gato and wants to find the fountain because Hitler is interested. Fine. When Hitler gets involved, everything turns out great, right? And the general, or whoever guy is in charge of this military group right here, references the Spear of Destiny and the Loom of Fate. Ooh, both things that legends have dealt with. Last season was the Loom of Fate, so real recent, remember that one? And Spear of Destiny was season 2, way back season 2. Crazy, right? And so the guy denies, this front sort of guy, leader guy, denies knowing anything about El Gato. And so the general make his men and the soldiers search the tavern. And the general shoots the lead guy, making El Gato, who I thought was El Gato, come out and use his magic that he got from the fountain to save him. So this is where I was thinking, okay, well, based off of the story Constantine was telling, the guy who just got shot is El Gato. Because this is how he survived so many times, is because his nephew, who I found out was his nephew later on, was healing him. So I think the guy, the original guy who just got shot right now, I think that's El Gato, and his nephew has been helping him sort of survive. Unless the nephew has survived 3 assassination attempts. So I don't freaking know. I don't know. It's confusing me. But the general takes the nephew, the guy with the powers, from the fountain, and then arrests everybody else. Constantine, because he was still where they found the guy with the powers, he didn't go in the room when the military got there. He snuck away. He stayed downstairs and sort of, and then ran away. But he doesn't know what to do. He is struggling to figure out, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I got to save this kid with the powers. I got to get Spooner out of there, blah, 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 right? And then he pulls out the potion that he got from the vampire that was Crowley's, and he looks at it and he starts walking back. So it looks like Constantine is going to use that potion. What does it do? We don't know. And back to the Wave Rider, Lita and Mick are stuck in the kitchen while the legends deal with a rapidly growing Gus. This alien is like huge pink monster dude now. Not having fun with him. But Mick is actually starting to come to terms with the fact that he might die. And then Lita starts going into labor. Oh, great. Good timing, Lita. Great timing. Let me tell you. And then while the general has the guy with the powers and Spooner is sitting next to him and is telepathically talking to him. And this is where I got confused on Spooner's powers, but then I kind of realized, how is she talking to him if he's not an alien? But then again, he got his powers from the fountain, which is technically from aliens. So maybe that's why. Like, that was a bit, just a little confusing. And she tells him that her friends, referencing the legends here, are superheroes. And so he makes some references, such as the comic book that he was showing them, of this like superheroine earlier, and the JSA. JSA from season 2, I'm assuming, because that was way back with the Spear of Destiny stuff. But there's also now sort of the JSA in Earth 2, the new Earth 2 with a Stargirl going on. So he's not referencing that one, of course. I just, that's kind of what I thought of, because that was sort of the most recent incarnation of the JSA. And then Spooner does the line, less famous, but yeah, which I think is funny, because the legends have literally, like, saved the world and saved time and whatnot so many times, and people just don't know because of time travel, and they kind of fix their mistakes and whatnot at the end. And I think that's so funny, because you have all these other heroes like the Flash and Arrow and Batwoman and Supergirl, who they do all these big things and they save the day, and everybody knows them because they do it publicly, where the legends are like, they're doing just as good stuff, if not more important stuff, and they just have no recognition because nobody knows. I think that's so funny. And then the general, he comes back in and starts talking with the guy who I think now is El Gato and the nephew is not. The nephew, it turned, is mute. This whole time he has not been talking, and that's why Spooner was talking with him sort of telepathically. But the general wants him to tell him the location of the fountain, and he won't speak. So to get him to speak, he holds a knife to Spooner's throat to try and get him to talk. But Constantine comes back just in time, but he is disguised as a priest from the Vatican. So he's doing this horrible Italian accent, and explains that he has orders to from the Vatican to find the Fountain of Imperium. And so he's like, great, well, we can work together. So he's faking working together with the general, pretty much. Back to the Wave Rider. Mick pushes Lita out of the kitchen in a rolling chair to get her to the med bay. And the legends are still struggling against a huge Gus now. This is pure monster, like, Gus is complete adult, grown up, different breed. It's freaking crazy. But the Terazi siblings, Behrad and Zari, actually, this is Zari Tomas. And Behrad is Zari. That's so confusing. But they team up and they do a thing with their totems on their wrists, and it reminded me of like Power Rangers. It was really funny. And they blow away Gus, which helps Mick. And Mick, with his fire gun, and the Behrad and Zari using their wind power stuff, they blow Gus through a portal into a forest, which now is really funny because that makes Gus, they're pretty much setting up Gus as Bigfoot, and I think that's hilarious. That is so clever and so funny. But back to the med bay, Lita was actually faking her labor pains to get Mick out and help everybody instead of sitting there sort of like upset and not wanting to do anything. I thought that was good thinking on Lita, and everybody kind of agrees with Lita, and they're like, yeah, you're right. Back to Spain and Constantine. So Constantine sort of fakes a ceremony to give Spooner a connection to the nephew, even though that was already happening. But just to not make it like weird and make it make sense sort of deal. The nephew is tells his story to Spooner, and Spooner is obviously telling this to everybody else, and he says that during war, sort of, his parents died, and so he was with his uncle, which is El Gato, he needed to do anything to save his uncle, so they hid in this cave, and an angel spoke to him and told him to drink from the fountain. And so, in this cave, and so he did, and it gave him powers to heal his uncle. So that's how, that's sort of how he got his powers. And then Spooner asks where the cave is, and he says he can lead them, but Spooner lies, of course, as so they cannot get to the fountain, and her and John can. She lies and says that, the nephew doesn't know because he was so lost and everything was so hectic that he doesn't remember. And then while this was happening, Constantine asks one of the ladies from the tavern to get him water and so she can go behind the bar. And there's actually stuff behind the bar to help her. And so this is when she pulls out a shotgun and starts shooting at the soldiers. soldiers. Blah, blah, blah. So a shootout starts, and Constantine and Spooner escape with Fernando, which is the name of the nephew. So now I have a name. So while they're going to the cave, Constantine explains to Spooner that he... Oh, I can't understand my own notes. He explains why he started getting magic, and he tells her this story to get her to stay and to help him. He started using it to go against authority and people of power and whatnot. So he has his own power and whatnot. So, and that gets her to stay because they are similar in that way of going against authority and having that sort of personality. And then Fernando leads them into the cave where the fountain is, but the fountain is dried up. There is no more stuff in that fountain. It is gone. But so Constantine comes up with the idea to take Fernando's magic and transfer it to him. So this would give Fernando some normalcy. Obviously, he wouldn't be able to save his uncle anymore, but he could have a normal life and not have to deal with this and not always be hunted like he just was. So Spooner uses her connection, her sort of connection to Fernando and his powers and whatnot, and uses them to transfer into Constantine, and she also does sing a lullaby to Focus, which I thought was cool, focusing on her mom. It was sweet. But the powers end up going past Constantine and back into the fountain, and Constantine immediately goes over to the fountain trying to like get the powers out of the fountain, but they're gone. And so Spooner reminds him of the prophecy that only the worthy can drink from the fountain. So obviously Constantine is not worthy and not trying to get the powers of the fountain from a good sort of will in a way. He's doing it on bad terms. And so the military walks in the cave. They found them. So Constantine drinks. This is where Constantine drinks Crowley's potion. And let me tell you, it starts getting psychedelic, man. Constantine just gets high. It's like LSD high. This mushrooms high. Oh, mushrooms. Oh my gosh. That is so interesting. But no, it can't be any relation that. I don't know. I'm just saying stuff and I'm trying to link things that shouldn't be linked. I'm not pulling threads here, people. This is not the time. Anyways, Constantine gets high from the potion and just takes out all the generals and the soldiers and whatnot from this magic that he got from the potion. But Spooner obviously catches Constantine in the act of doing this and sees what has happened before he passes out. And let's remind ourselves here, Constantine doesn't have power, so the potion has given him all this ability. And I believe Spooner knows that. And then we go back to the Wave Rider and in the med bay. Gideon medically clears Mick and reveals that he has 48 alien eggs in his neck. 48. That is a lot. That is scary. And then Sarah and Ava come back in and they come back and they check on Mick. And they obviously see what's going on, and Sarah is disgusted, as am I. That is not, I am not interested. That is gross. That does not sound pleasing. But Ava is just so excited about this. It's so stupid. Oh my gosh. Why is she excited about this? That's so funny. I don't know. Ava and Mick have a special relationship. I think that's so cool. And then we go back to Spain. Fernando makes it back to his uncle, and Constantine makes it back to his house with Spooner. They are both drunk. Fun times, right? And so they talk about Spooner's mom. And then Constantine just shouts out the idea that she could go back in time to save her. They are on a time travel ship, so that has the possibility. Should she do that? Absolutely not, because that has effects on the timeline, and we don't want to do that. And so Spooner walks out for a sec. Constantine takes the last bit of potion and No, she actually doesn't walk out. She stays in, but Constantine does it in front of her, and Spinner's like, "You shouldn't do that, man. That's not good. It's bad," because she saw what happened in the cave. But because he drank it, he has powers, and so he puts a spell on Spooner to go back and tell the legends that he drank from the fountain. So now they will believe that he is getting his powers from the fountain and not from the potion that he has. And then the vampire banker deal lady, comes back with more of the potions. And so she gives Constantine this sort of briefcase full of vials of this potion from Crowley in trade for the portrait of Crowley. So Crowley's gone. Constantine has some magic. So crazy episode, especially with stuff about the fountain and magic. I love getting more stuff about Spooner and sort of her abilities and powers and whatnot. Interesting sort of Mick centered episode. I don't know if that's because they needed something to sort of fill in the time between stuff with Constantine, because that seems to be more of a main plot point for the season. So I don't know if that's the reason. I enjoyed it. I always love having Leta back. I love her character. And it's really nice to see Zari 1.0 back as well. Not a lot of screen time this episode with her, but that shall come in the future. And not a lot of Ava and Sarah, because they're out looking what venues we're setting up for that. But also, this is most likely because I don't remember who directed an episode, but Katie and Jess both direct episodes during season 6. So I'm assuming that is for one of them to sort of during their prep week, I'm going to guess. That's why they weren't in the episode as much. So that is okay, because that means we're getting a great episode next week. Super excited. Anything else about this episode? A few good references in here to prior seasons, especially with the Spear of Destiny and the Loom of Fate. With time travel stuff, we've included elements, like mythical elements along with time travel, which I think is really cool. I sort of liked getting into like the mythos of things, especially stuff that pertains to history. Fountain of Imperium is sort of like the Fountain of Youth, and that has been discussed many times in history as rumor sort of gets spread across the world, and people travel and conquer lands to find this sort of thing. And with the Loom of Fate, we got some Greek mythology in there, and with that last season, and with Charlie and stuff. Man, do I miss Maisie in the show. But Maisie's directing now. She's got, I believe, an episode of Legends under her belt, maybe two, if I remember correctly. And so I think the stuff with the fountain is interesting and not too magical, especially season 4 when John really was first in. I didn't really like that sort of magic plotline, but I'm interested in this. And maybe even seeing John as a villain with these sort of potion, the abilities he's getting as a potion, he might not use them for good. So the rest of the season, I've obviously watched the rest of the season. These are sort of my rewatches. I love this season, but I'm excited to see what I catch and stuff for the last episodes. This was episode 10. There are 15 episodes, so 5 more episodes. Crazy. Oh my gosh, almost done with season 6. And so, yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed listening. I really enjoyed talking. I like talking about this episode. This was like the rewatch this time around for this episode actually really piqued my interest. When I first watched this episode, I wasn't sure about it. I didn't really get the importance, but now I'm seeing it, obviously, coming back to it. And I thought it was a really good episode, actually. So with that being said, once again, hope you guys all enjoyed, and I'll catch you guys next time.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.